The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
Joining me is a man of many talents. He's going around the world blessing people with his smooth music. Introduce yourself for the people.
Yo, what's up, people? This is Nonso Amadi, singer-songwriter from Lagos, Nigeria, out here in Canada, you know, just doing what I do, making music and having fun. Love.
And you know what? I mean, your journey so far has been, you know, 8 years solidly, you know, publicly, you know, with streaming services and releasing music. And now I feel like the spotlight's on you and people are really looking, I'm excited to see what you're kind of, you know, going to offer this year, because, you know, after a little bit of a hiatus, obviously most people did in the pandemic, and then you came back strong in 2022. Of course, there's the feature of Majid Jordan that we're going to talk about in a little bit as well. And I feel like it's just going to be something crazy where, like, I'm really excited to see your music. And of course, you kicked it off with this brand new record, Ease Up. So let's talk about that one first. Talk me through that record. How did that one come about?
Yeah, so like Ease Up was actually one of the last songs I recorded last year. I was trying to kind of finalize a project I've been working on for a long while. And I needed a song that had a strong message, a song that spoke about like my experience in Lagos, my experience of like my friends in Lagos, Nigeria, you know, being that we're from Nigeria, and as much as we have fun and we're young and we're just like trying to get by, we have a little, like a couple roadblocks that we have to face once in a while.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put together a song that, you know, spoke about those things, but in a way that, you know, still made it clear to the listener that, look, as much as we're going through these things, a lot of us just want to be chilling. A lot of us just want to ease up and just have fun. Like, we don't really want to be stressing like this, you know, we just want to ease up. So that was like the context of the song.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's perfect for this kind of start of the year vibe. A lot of people are a bit slow to getting back into the work mode, getting into the workflow. Yeah. And then you come out with this one. It's really, really smooth as well. I mean, did you work in the studio? Who produced it? And did you work in the studio with them, or?
Yeah, so it was myself and two other producers, a guy called TJ and another producer called Harper Garden. So I literally just started the idea and they helped me like get it across the finish line. But, you know, it was just like all of us brainstorming in the session, and we came up with that like whole feeling in the project. Yeah.
Amazing. And that's the thing. It's like, I know you've probably got more music on the way this year. I'm really excited. I don't want to go too far ahead, get too carried away. Yeah. But I mean, to be fair for you then, looking back at some of the career that you've had so far, you know, as a man who's been on his travels, you know, gone from Nigeria, came over to the UK, went to Wales for a bit, you know what I mean? And then is now in Canada. Like, what is some of the highlights of your journey? Like, what have you kind of learned from each part? Because I know you've already been back to Nigeria and done like a homecoming gig already. So that's out of the way. But I know that if you was to go back this year, it'd be even bigger than the last time. Yeah. So what's some of the highlights that you've had?
I mean, moving from place to place, like every city has its own like style and way of doing things. Back in the days, like Nigerian music at the time I was like coming up 8 years ago was very upbeat, very like high energy, you know, people just wanted to dance. But now, like with a lot of the new school, the new wave of artists coming out on my late Thames, things are a bit more chill. You can get like an R&B sultry vibe, moody vibe, which is what we were trying to do. In the UK, it's always just been a mix of different styles. You could have a reggae thing, you can have whatever in the UK. And the same in Canada. Canada is like a hip hop hub. It's an R&B hub as well well. So those are like the primary like focuses, you know, as much as it is country and folk music, but like it, for the urban style, you know. So I've literally just learned how to navigate in those spaces. Like in Nigeria, you gotta come with energy. In the UK, you gotta give them a little bit more like, you know, style and swag or whatever. You know, there's different ways you move around different countries, you know. It's also really nice if you're in a country that like say doesn't speak English, you try and learn a bit of their language, like what I did in Uganda and Kenya, learn a bit of Swahili, incorporate into your music. You know, just try to move with the culture of the place, because every city has its own culture. And that's kind of like one of the things I've learned in my journey. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's testament to you, to be fair, because, you know, sometimes you get people that will move to different places and just be like, I'm just sticking with what I know. I'm not going to try to learn anything. I'm not going to incorporate anything.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing a show in Lagos and you're just like too chill, like, I would be like, oh, God, what is this? Like, you're just going to be like, although some people will get it, especially the girls, they get it. But for the guys, like they wanna move a little bit. They wanna have their drink and they wanna do something. You know, in the UK, you can have like a proper full. It's like, you know, times are changing, but like you get it. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I hate you 100%. And obviously, at the moment where you are, you know, in Canada, like you said, it's a very hip hop hub. But we've seen, you know, loads of the biggest artists in the last 10 years have come out of, you know, Canada. Toronto, to be exact. You know, you got Drake, Justin Bieber's, etc., etc. But what have you kind of learned whilst you've been out there? Because of course you've got a track with Majid Jordan as well, who's part of the OVO camp. And yeah, what have you learned? And how was that experience as well with Majid?
Man, it was amazing. Like, I met Majid through my manager, and it was like the first session we had, we ended up just talking throughout the session. And then towards the end, we're like, wait, we're paying for this. You know, it was the kind of a case where we had to like actually rush towards the end to just try to create something. But we literally bonded just off the first time meeting each other, and we've stayed in touch since then. And we actually have a couple songs together, not just the one we put out. But we felt like, you know, for the time, the summertime, like that was the best fit. We had like an R&B song, we had different other types of vibes, but like because we're for the album, like we're trying to like match different energies and moods, that song was like the main focus for us. So it's really an honor for me to be working with him. Like he's just one of my all-time favorite singers, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, to be fair, I mean the chemistry that you had on that track worked so well. And I think that was, you know, testament to your own sound. And I mean, when you're working with loads of these different producers, of course, you've had a joint tape with Odunzi in the past. You've worked with, you know, people like Mr. Easy, worked with loads of different acts and producers and stuff. Do you tailor your sound, or what do you try to bring to each experience?
So the funny thing is, like, a lot of artists don't like when you create music for them. Like they actually don't like that. That's one thing I found out. So if you're creating a song for, say, a Mr. Easy, and you try to just make it like his last record he put out, like he actually, like people don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
They just like you to create like whatever you're feeling and whatever you both are feeling. If it's something you are unexpected, even better. So that's something I've learned. Like if I'm creating a song with Magic, we're gonna try a whole lot of different sounds and see what works. It just so happened that we did the Afro fusion sound and it worked. But generally speaking, like if I'm doing a collaboration with anybody, Malik Berry, you know, Dutsi Santi, we're just going to experiment, see what we both love, because that's how music stays fresh and like people have to stay on their toes to know what's coming next. But if they can already tell like, oh, it's going to be like this, it's not as fun, you know.
100%. And I mean, I guess being out in Toronto, obviously Lagos is Lagos. Like the UK for the most part has got a lot of African heritage around it, or there's a lot of Africans in the UK. What is it like out there in Canada? Is it very obvious? Do you have to kind of find a space where you find like Nigerians or Ghanaians or anyone? Or
First of all, it's very cold. Right now it's like snowing heavy.
What?
So we can't even like go link up with anybody. We're just trapped. Help us, bro.
So we're basically doing Zoom to link up with the friends as well. I hear it.
it's cool. Like the thing is, like, so this is the thing, right? Like Toronto especially has such an untapped like market for like Nigerians and Africans in general, and that's what we're trying to do. I feel like there is an opportunity to create that environment that like Nigerians, Ghanaians, like different people can come out for a show, and they have like myself, Joe Boy, Rema come and perform. You know, I feel like there is still the space for that. It's not as, you know, the way the London shows are, where you guys get Wizkid every year, Burnable every year. It's not really the same. You know, it's almost like a US tour and then you touch base in Toronto. So there is a lot to do here. There's a lot of like incredible artists, Nigerian artists in Canada that aren't heard yet. You know, there's a lot of people. So like, I feel like we have some work to do in that sense. But with time, it's gonna happen. Honestly, it's gonna happen, because Toronto is a huge like market. Like, it's one of the top markets in the world for music. So,
yeah. So does that mean that for this year? Because I'm gonna bring it to like goals and aspirations. Like, is this you now for 2023 gonna stay in Canada and really work like North America before kind of maybe coming back the other way around to? Yeah.
Yeah, because you see, that's what Jules did. That's what Malik did. That's what Mr. Easy did. They worked the London market. There was like an untapped like Afrobeat scene on there. You know, obviously we had people before then that were doing the Afro swing thing, but they really, really tapped into that market, and they grew to feed them and help them out. I feel like it's the same in Toronto. You can also do the same thing where there's a bunch of artists, not just myself, there's a bunch of like African artists around that we working together, if we're doing shows together. There's a group called Kuruza, a bunch of young DJs, mainly from East Africa, and they've been throwing these crazy ass parties, bro. Trust me, like the craziest parties in the city. And they're growing like a huge community. So like working with them, working with other people, that would really help, you know, create an actual movement, you know.
Okay, so basically what we're saying is we need the snow to melt so you can go to one of these parties.
Bro, we need that snow out, right away.
But, I mean, so now like kind of coming to a close, I know for yourself, we spoke about the 3-year gap briefly, which is natural really and truly for that kind of era of music. I think most people who put out stuff in that time, a lot of it's kind of forgotten about, and 2022 was a great year to come back with a bang. So for you now establishing yourself and now being an artist that is now one to watch for 2023, what are your kind of goals and aspirations and plans? Where, you know, if we had this conversation in a year's time, looking back, what would you have liked to accomplish?
So I would have loved to put out my album, and then I would love to perform the album to people in different markets. Obviously you spoke about Toronto, UK, Lagos, which are kind of like the obvious markets. But also like France, East Africa, South Africa, America, like those, I would love to actually take the album and create an experience around it in different cities. And not just like any kind of show, but like a show where people remember it for time to come. Like, oh, I saw Nonso here and his show was amazing. Like he did this and that happened. I would love to create that experience with this album, because this album is very personal to me. Like I kind of spoken about a lot of my journey in there, and it's one of the first times that I'm really like opening up. But yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to when this album does come out. Is it anytime soon, or are we still gonna wait a little bit of time?
It's Q1, so it's soon. It's happening soon.
I like to hear a Q1, for anyone who's listening, that is basically January, February, or March. So we are going to be getting it by March the 31st. Hopefully not March the 31st.
Yeah.
But Nonso, thank you for chatting to me today. I wish you all the best with your music.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.